Blog Talk Radio.
Burning inside each and every one of our spirits as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit God moving and abiding and circulating in our very members, which is His temple, which is His house, that is creating that warm, sensational glow of intimacy with our God. Blessings and praise the Lord, and welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience. That is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language and vocabulary to express the gratitude, the great joy and appreciation for sending His Son, our beautiful Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Redeemer, none other than the Lord Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light. for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to you beautiful souls. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified stimulation, we will be embracing from the Old Testament book of Isaiah 26 and 3, where we read the Old Testament prophet Isaiah is speaking about a time in the lives of believers individually and collectively where we will abide in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is in reference to the ancient times when Judah and Israel were both devastated by foreign invaders, terrorizing and destroying and capturing the people as slaves. Lord, have mercy. The message of perfect peace does not always signify the absence of trouble, which ultimately we as believers will have eternally in heaven, but there is a heavenly gift of perfect peace even in the midst of our storms on our present day journey. We will be discussing for your sanctified consideration perfect peace later on in the broadcast. But I want y'all to know I have an awesome young anointed man of God that's here to share his testimony about God being the peace that is perfect in his life, the Redeemer, the Sustainer, gospel artist, man of God. Ron Summers is here. I want to thank my dear friend, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity brother in Christ, Sean Granger, for bringing this young man to this fire gospel experience, because I just feel in my spirit he's going to bless our hearts. And I have his music to confirm every word that he testified. So go ahead and call a family member. I dare you to call somebody that's in your spirit right now and tell them that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed blessed to be back on the airwaves to honor our God to the fullest, to the highest. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And to bless each one of you listeners to climb higher, grow further, go deeper into the everlasting well of God's precious grace, love, mercy, and loving kindness. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for leading, guiding, and abiding in us, and for lighting the fuse that's about to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Can't fail. Jim, can you fail? with everything. God can do anything. Help me out.
God can.
He can do exceedingly and abundantly.
God can.
Above all you can let to be.
All you gotta do is
trust him. Believe me when I tell you.
God
God, he is able to do anything except that one thing, which is failure. He knows nothing about that, y'all. I promise you, they don't. Anything that is, that was, that ever will be, God has already been there, done that, and have come out 100% and beyond. Tom is my special guest, man of God. Lord Jesus, he started that thing off just right, didn't he, y'all? Talking about God can. Lord, I am just so grateful for your eternal power and your everlasting love that allows us to bear witness of that truth that man of God Ron Summers just sang about, that you can, that you are, and that you are willing and available to make the impossible possible for us, to those who put our whole weight of confidence in you. This man of God is singer-songwriter. He is also from the Charm City of Maryland, Baltimore. He is Ron Summers and Group Elements of Emmanuel Media Group. My pleasure to bring this man of God to this fire gospel experience to bless us with how Holy Spirit God moves in his spirit as he sees fit. Ron Summers, y'all, is here on this fire gospel experience, and I'm glad about it.
I'm so glad.
Welcome, man of God, Ron Summers, to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing, good brother? How you doing?
Brother Ron, I am doing wonderful, man. I'm just blessed to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful program, wonderful platform.
Amen.
Man of God,
Amen.
I'm just excited to be with you all today. My
Amen.
God.
Amen. See, they don't understand, man of God, because, see, before the live broadcast of this Fire Gospel Experience, I always call my special guests to, you know, do the sound checks to make sure everything is good, but I also do the spiritual check, which is more important than the sound, because Holy Spirit, God will come
that's
in
right.
and remove any technical difficulties that's in the way. But I want my special guest spirits to be uplifted, and they don't even know about the good time you and I was having even before the red light went
on. Sir.
They don't know.
That's right. They don't know, brother.
They don't know. Here we are, listeners. We are primed and pumped, and we are ready to share with you the good things that God has done, is doing, and with our faith, we believe that he will continue to do, all according to his great love, grace, and mercy that he has for us. And I'm just believing, man of God, Ron Summers, that you have no problem witnessing and testifying about the changes, the significant impact that God has had in your life from the very moment that you accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. And we're just here to bend our ear and listen to it, good brother. Come on with that testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So So, Brother Ron, I'm going to tell you, I, like many of your listeners, I started out growing up in church, growing up in the pew, as we would say. So a large portion of my life has just been inside of the church. And like many of you, many of the listeners who are listening to you, there comes a point in time in your life that you develop a relationship with God. And I'm not talking about the relationship with the church, but you have that one-on-one time with God. And as I began to get older, Brother Ron, my walk with God became real. It wasn't just a song. Yeah. It wasn't just something that we talk about, but it's something that we live. We live. We talk with, you know, it's just not a song. But it became a reality, man, of just having a relationship with God. So I grew, that's where I came from, bro. It's not something that was put on or fabricated. No, bro, this thing is real. So
yes, it is.
So as I was saying, I just grew up, man, and God began to open up so many doors, Brother Ron. Just growing up, you know, in a sanctified household, if I could put it like that, or just term it as that.
Yes, sir.
God began to just open up my mind, and I began to do music ministry. And I started off with started singing in a youth choir called TMS Youth Choir. I know some of your listeners might remember TMS back in the day. but the Lord just began to Ron, I'm telling you, the Lord just began to really pour me at an early age, and just really learning the importance of doing ministry and doing it the right way. That's a little bit about kind of my beginnings. And then as I got a little older, I began to I worked with Ty Scott Records for a while, and God allowed me to produce and put out my first record with Ty Scott, and the foundation was there. Let me just say this, Ron, the foundation definitely laid at a young age, just being disciplined. And these are words that a lot of people don't like, and especially in this day and time.
No, they don't.
Discipline.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying, Ron? You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So God just having the right people to mentor me and teach me the ways of holiness. And again, those are words that we don't like in this day and time.
No.
But
amen. You're right.
As God has matured me, and we'll talk about this, you know, just the different doors that have opened, growing up and coming up in the ranks and learning to do music ministry and not just music, but also, you know, word ministry. So that is my foundation. That is my foundation. That's a little bit about one. So.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
I want to just reflect back on what you said, Brother Ron. You talk about how God poured into your spirit. Now, those of us that minister in the Word, read and study and pray and meditate, we understand that. But for the sake of your interpretation and for those that may not be fully aware to appreciate what that word means, because it's powerful. It is powerful.
Yes.
Because we come to the Lord humbly, and that state of humility means an empty vessel. The only thing I'm bringing to the Lord that's of any use and any benefit of all is my empty self. And God will pour into us what is needed, not only for our well-being, but ultimately and first and foremost for his glory. Talk about what it means to be poured into, Brother Ron.
Yes, sir. Brother Brown, don't get me started today, but let me just say this.
I'm here to get you started.
You're here for it. All right. Let's go. Let's ride. But you know what, Brother Ron? I learned that, you know, in our relationship with God, the first thing is we have to come to the end of ourselves. We have to come, watch this, to the end of ourselves. So we get to a point that we say, Father, it is no longer my will, but thy will be done. So,
and mean it. And mean it.
And mean it. And mean it. And,
yeah.
You know, and
come
like
on.
I said, it this hurts. This hurts. Listen, this scripture hurts, but it's so true. The Bible says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable
Jesus.
Unto God, which is your reasonable service. So, Brother Ron, we have to come to the end of ourselves. When we come to the end of ourselves, that's when God can begin to pour into us, download into us what His will is for our lives. Give us He has the blueprint.
Sir.
So we just have to walk it out. So when I came to that place in my life, Brother Ron, that's when I started to see change. That's when I started to see doors open. Let me say this, Brother Ron, and you and I, we both know this. This process is not an overnight process. You know, I know we live in a name it and claim it, and we live in a quickie age where people want stuff, put it in the microwave, and it's done. No, Brother Ron, this is a day-by-day process.
What does it mean for me to be poured into
when God has poured into me? It the beginning of it is coming to the end of ourselves, coming to the end of Ron Summers. That's what that meant for me. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you.
And
yes, sir.
And I said this before, and I'm gonna continue to say it because it's so true, and it just takes me back to where I need to be. To stay before the Lord
sir.
In a place of acceptability, and that is John the Baptist. He spoke, and I'm going to say he preached the shortest, greatest message in all the Bible when he said he must increase and I must decrease.
Decrease.
And the beauty of that is that when God pours into us all of the abilities, all of the anointings, all of the talents, all of the gifting that God so ordained that we should have. That's why it don't make sense to be competitive and be oppositional to another brother or sister, because what God poured into you was just for you and you alone.
It's
you have a unique mixture. You have a unique mixture of your spirit that was created just for you. You
That's
may
right.
see some similarities, but what God poured into somebody else was for them. It's no need to compete. What
we
don't understand, good brother, is we need to compliment my gift with your gift.
Yes, sir.
Instead of letting the devil build a wall of competition.
That's
because
right.
there's no competition in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And I just love it.
Yes, sir.
I just love it. And I'm going to say this because, see, you almost starting to get me happy, and I stay that way. Listen, when the Bible says that God will bless us so much so that it will be pressed down, shaking together, it'll still be running over.
Sir.
But listen to this. When we come to God as empty vessels, the pouring does not stop.
It
fills it us
stop.
Up continuously until it intentionally overflows into the lives of the people around us. Lord Jesus.
That's it. Yes,
I know
sir.
I know I just said something like this.
It's intended
to overflow our lives so that people can see us as a source of benevolence from God. And then since
that's
we know that God is not a respected person, they'll say, you know what? If God did it for Brother Ron Summers and God did it for Brother Ron Jefferson, I believe God will do it for me too. And that's the whole
He'll
point
do it
right
for me
there.
Too.
There's one
that's
thing.
That's it. Yes, sir.
There's one thing that I need to learn. And I'm still practicing on. I've been saved for over 4 decades, good brother. Sometimes people will come to us and it will almost feel like a bother because they'll call, they'll text. And when they see us, man, we feel sometimes like they crowd in our personal space. And I'm going to say this to you because I'm practicing this right now and I'm learning this. It is that light of God that they sense and see in us that is drawing them to us. And I have to remember
that's
because sometimes in my flesh I get annoyed. Sometimes I get give me a break, give me a break. But see, when we ask God to come into our lives, we need to be prepared that when God comes into our lives, he is going to either draw people to us or drive people away.
Yes.
Because if you got hell and the devil in you, you ain't going to want to be bothered with us too much, but we still going to take our stand. Amen.
That's right.
Good brother.
That's right. And you know what? You know what, Brother Ron? God calls us the salt of the earth. And that's our purpose, to be the salt, bro. So what you're saying, Brother Ron, is right on target, bro. Right on target. My God,
right on target. And I have to pray for what the Bible calls tolerance and long suffering, because there's still a part of me, the old me, the human part of me, the natural part of me, that still is being transformed as a workmanship in the very same image of Christ Jesus. And like you just said so appropriately, man of God, it's a process. And so I try not to be judgmental or too hard on other people, whether they saved or unsaved, because I can look back on my life and I can remember some times when I wasn't in God's best graces, man of God.
Tell
us about the challenge. Tell us about the challenge that you knew was devil directly coming against you because of who you are in Christ, and how you able to find victory in one of your most harshest conflicts from our enemy, the devil, because he used people, places, and situations. Sometimes people think it's a little red man in a suit with horns on his head and a pitchfork. The devil has an influence that can persuade people, places, and situations that are being influenced by demonic dark forces, which we call spiritual warfare. Tell us about the time that you went through it and you overcame.
Yes, sir. You know what, Brother Ron? And again, I'm so happy that we are having this conversation. Anyone, especially if you're listening to this platform today, anyone that is walking with God, you are a target for the enemy. If you are serving God in any type of capacity, you ought to expect attacks and things that will come against you.
Come on.
And let me just say this, Brother Ron. How we overcome, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. My testimony is, bro, when I feel like, you know, I've dropped the ball or I missed the mark, I've learned to be quick to repent. You know, don't.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to be honest with ourselves and honest with God. We don't have to go down the line of how many times we struggle or we may feel a certain way, or we did something wrong, or we said something that we shouldn't have said, or maybe, you know, we went off on a person, or our attitude wasn't right. But, bro, what I've learned, Brother Ron, I've learned to be quick to repent and be honest with God. And when we are honest with God, listen, God is faithful and just to forgive us. But if we try to hide it and try to... Bro, if we try to hide it, and you know we walking in error, we know we walking in you know something we ain't got no business, and then we trying to sweep it under the rug. No, bro, come on, let's be honest with God and let's be honest with ourselves. And that is one of the most powerful things that we can do is go to God in prayer and be and be transparent and just say, God, it's me.
I'm the one that's standing
in the need of prayer. So that's one of our things we call in our spiritual toolkit that we use is just, you know, let's come before God and let's put it all on the table. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, if we would number one,
come on,
humble ourselves and pray. Seek his face.
Yeah.
Now here's the key right here. Turn. Turn. There must be a turning. Brother Ron, we gotta turn. We gotta turn from our wicked ways. Then the Bible says, you know the rest of the scripture. So, but that's mm-hmm. that's been one of our my I would say in my spiritual backpack. Those are some of the things that I do. But here's the other key too, brother Ron, is just we have to have a consistent prayer life with God. We have to have those
Amen.
Lines of communication
Amen.
Open. So yes, sir.
Amen. Pray without
yes,
ceasing.
Sir.
Pray without ceasing. Good
Come
brother.
On now.
That don't mean always assume a low position of knees and hand clasped and eyes closed. That means have a God consciousness where my mind
right.
is always in a prayer position.
That's it.
What that means. And listen, you know what, good brother? You talked about
yes,
we have to turn from anything that's
yes,
dark,
sir.
That's wicked, that's deceitful. Proud people
yes.
don't turn. Proud people
right.
think they not only going in the right direction, but they think they are the trailblazers
right.
for the direction. So God says now, the Bible says God resists the proud. How you going to be
that's
proud
right.
in the face of the very one who made you all the way down
yeah,
to your
wow.
cellular structure? All the way
wow.
down to your cellular structure. You didn't even know you was
yeah.
alive, and God took his time and pieced you together one cell at a time until you was a whole created
That's
figure.
Right. That's
and
right.
then pushed you through your mother's womb and breathed
right.
the breath of life into you. But what God
yes,
wants
sir.
To do is breathe the breath of eternal life into you.
That's it.
Which only
yes,
comes
sir.
To those who believe. And just like my
yes,
special
sir.
Guest, he going to let y'all know, huh? It only comes to those
yes, sir.
That believe.
Praise up
Amen.
In here.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, children. You felt alone and isolated, praying hard to stay motivated. Hold on. Don't worry, 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 worry,
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, 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 the gospel experience. I need to take time out right now to just thank each and every one of you beautiful souls that have already voted for yours truly in the 2023 Praise Award 16th season as Producer of the Year and then as well as the Podcast of the Year, Fire the Gospel Experience. You can go to the Praise Factor Awards on Facebook and also to my Ron E. Jepson Facebook page. And I just want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. I already feel like a winner just because I've been nominated to be with so many anointed and God-gifted people of God. It just is such a wonderful blessing to be counted in that number. And even if there's somebody in a category that I'm in that blessed you more so than them, you go right ahead and you vote for them, because I told y'all before, it's not a competition. I'm trying to let my light so shine, man of God, Ron Summers, so that God can get the glory and get the praise. And if somebody's out there doing anything in a way that blesses people and somebody's getting blessed by it more than me, I say right on, good brother, right on, good sister. And also, too, I just am just thanking each and every one of you for your vote, for your support, for your listenership, and for sharing this Fire Gospel Experience so that God can get the glory. And that somebody listening to this broadcast, Brother Ron Summers, can be uplifted, can be encouraged. And if they're not saved, that this might be something that can be said that will have them to inquire and be led and be curious about salvation as the gift from God through our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Man of God, I'm just excited to have you back here with us because you know God can.
Yes,
but
sir.
You know, like you said, it's a process. Sometimes we just have to wait, and we don't like waiting. Now, I know that you're a songwriter as well. Tell us about your songwriting career and what gives you the inspiration that you get when you know Holy Spirit God has given you words to write and to sing about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Brother Ron, I started writing, as a young little boy growing up in Indianapolis. God gave me different opportunities to write for a lot of different artists. I started writing for the Churches of God in Christ, for the St. Louis Experience. I wrote on the Pastor Rudy Project, and some of you probably heard of this artist, Brother Kevin Lemons. I was the writer of the song called Oil of the Lord. That song has blessed so many lives, Brother. And I just thank God for downloading, just the message in the song. And let me say this, I don't just write songs for the run just because it sounds good or it has a good hook, but my prayer has always been, Father God, let me write songs that will put people in your presence, or let me write that will cause people to turn or cause people to be encouraged, that will cause people for their faith to be increased. And I believe that we have achieved that on this particular EP. There is a song for grandma. You know, the song that you just played. Let me tell you something. It has an East Coast vibe on that churchy vibe. But let me tell you something, Brother Ron. God downloaded just a lot of stuff as we were talking earlier. Just during the pandemic, bro, it was so many things that were happening, and like so many people, you know, they fell into a spell of depression, or they just, you know, some people, you know, lost their lives, and we lost a lot of loved ones, and God gave me that song during the pandemic, that the worst is over, but the best is yet to come. Watch this. The best is yet to come for those who know who God is. But if you don't have that relationship with Him, let me behave myself. But you know, God, those are the type of Yeah.
That's real talk, brother. We're not here to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
If you don't know the Lord Jesus, you are in jeopardy of losing your soul to eternal damnation. It's not imagination.
Sir.
It's not us trying to scare nobody into the church, because it's not the fear of the Lord that draws you to God. It is the love of God that draws
the love
you to God. God,
that's it.
God is
that's
more
it.
Fearful of you losing your soul than you are fearful
that's
of losing your own soul.
That's right. That's right. And I will say this, Warren, and we all can see what's happening in our nation and in our world. Times are becoming more evil. You know, times are becoming, you know, people are killing each other. People are, there's no love. The Bible says the love of many has waxed cold.
Yes,
so,
sir.
These are the times that we are living in. You see what I'm saying? This is the day that we're living in. But I believe for the people of God that if we continue to walk with him, that our worst days are over.
Thank you.
And the best is to come. So
the best is yet to come.
So these are the type of these are the type of songs that God has given me on this EP, and I'm just so excited about what God is doing. So excited.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You said a whole mouthful, man. We could talk about that for a whole another show, because we are living in times right now. I can recall a time when we heard about some sort of mass shooting, and it just shocked us. It is almost a part of regular daily news now to hear about another mass shooting. All we do now is just shake our head and say, that's a crying shame. It don't even shock us no more, because it has become so common and so prevalent, because lives are being taken, and people need to understand that this is not just homicide.
Yes,
this is not just mass killing. These are the works of our enemy of men's souls, Satan, the devil. He gets into the minds and in the hearts of people who have no covering, who have no relationship with God, who are hostile to God, which makes it easy for him to manipulate them and take over their thinking. And what they're thinking is to rob, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
As the Bible says, he goes about as a roaring lion seeking out people to kill. And he is looking for Christians first. You don't hear about Muslims getting killed. You don't hear about people that follow Chinese religion getting killed. You hear about Christians being killed, because we have the audacity to say that Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the only way. That infuriates other
people.
But look, I'm here to testify about Jesus being the Son of God. I have not heard nobody else that can make the claims and have the evidence that Jesus did. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be quiet for a minute as best I can, good brother. When people tell me, how do you know that Jesus was the Son of God? I said, look on your calendar. And when you see 2023, that means there was a man who walked the earth 2,023 years ago, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that calendar is used worldwide and accepted worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know any other person where our world history calendar is marked after? I said, that there alone should tell you that there's something significantly unique about this man Jesus, because when it speaks about AD, that's Latin for Dante Dias, that means the year of our Lord. And BC means before Christ. Now, what is that telling you?
Before Christ.
Okay?
Right.
So
I'm trying
to help people understand the significance that is evident in our world and in our times now that relates back to Christianity, when this man Jesus walked the face of the earth. No other man has claimed to have gotten up out of the grave and been witnessed by living souls as recorded in the Bible. So I believe what the word says, and then I'm going to say this and be quiet for real, sir. My testimony about the transformation of my life confirms what that Bible says and what that Bible teaches, because I did not become who I am under my own power, under some old source of will or any Scientology that God is in me. I know God is in me because the Creator God is in me, and not God of ourselves. So I am convinced through testimony, man of God,
that the Bible is right, that
yes,
God
sir.
Is real, and that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
That's it. Wow.
I'm convinced.
That's it. Yes, sir. I am too, my brother. Yes, sir. Only God can change
so
a life. Only Jesus
God.
Christ can change. He's the only one that can take somebody who has been down and out and change your life.
Yes, sir.
Only the power of God can do that. So that's how we know that
yes.
He's real. That's how we know.
Amen.
That's how we know. So yes, sir. I'm
Amen.
With you, bro.
Amen.
I am with you.
Amen.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is, that is so true. But see, here's the thing that throws a lot of people off. We have to come to God on His terms, and we can't
That's
come
right.
to God on our own terms. They'll be talking
That's
about,
right.
I'll believe if God does such and such. And that's what a lot of people in Jesus' day mentality was. They said that if you show us, we'll believe. God has said, no, you believe, then I'll show you. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You bring your faith. You bring that invisible element that's inside of you because your spirit
yes,
is invisible, and so am I. So
yes,
our faith,
sir.
Which is invisible, the manifestation of our faith is visible because faith without
yes,
works
sir.
Is dead being alone. That
it's
means
dead.
That my faith drives
right.
me to do things that you can see externally.
Yes,
but
sir.
We meet God
yes, sir.
Internally through our faith. That means my soul
yes,
is
sir.
Reaching out to the Spirit of God Almighty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is good to me,
and that's
Ron.
Where the
transformation
transformation begins. The transformation begins
yes,
on the inside, where our soul
yes,
lives inside this flesh body, and then the change
yes,
becomes evident on the outside for all the world to see. And then there'll be people like the two that was on the road to Emmaus. They'll say, "Didn't our hearts burn?" When we talk to this man, people's hearts will burn within them when we come
yes,
into
sir.
Their presence and testify, because what comes from the heart, man of God, reaches the heart. What comes
yes,
from
sir.
Our spirit reaches the spirit. Amen. So everything
yes,
that you've been through, man of God, is to prepare you for the work that only God requires of you. Everything that you've been through
yes,
has been intentionally put upon you so that you'll be in a state of mind, a state of spirit, and a state of testimony to be able to reach people that nobody else that haven't been through what you've been through
That's
can testify
right.
to. They're so
That's
way
right.
you, good
That's
brother.
Right.
And I'm, amen. Amen.
Yes.
What's in store for the man
yes,
of God, Ron Summers, next? What you got next on your
what?
Spiritual list of things to do?
Yes, sir. Listen, I'm telling you, Brother Ron, we and my team, we are busy for this coming summer. We're going to be doing a lot of traveling this summer. We're going to, I believe we're going to the Stella Awards. We're going to the AIM Convention
Good.
In Indianapolis.
Okay.
A host of different things lined up for this summer. For the spring and summer.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, Brother Ron. I am so excited
yeah.
Just to be able to stand.
Yes, sir.
I'm just excited to be able to stand and sing about Jesus, sing about, you know, his
yes.
goodness, and just to encourage the people of God wherever I can. I'm just excited about what God is doing.
Yes, sir. It's a
yes,
distinct
sir.
Privilege, man of God. And I'm excited to see how God has enabled our paths to cross so that we can continue to build kingdom collaboration in this kingdom building process, because it's all about bringing
yes,
God's
sir.
Glory. It's about the glory that already exists in the heavenlies down here
yes, sir.
Into this earth realm where we live through our own
yes.
lives. Let the glory fall
yes,
on
sir.
Us, God, so that you can be recognized
yes,
as God the Creator, the only true and living God. So my prayer for you, man of God,
yes,
is that
sir.
You sustain, that you maintain, and that you will remain
yes, sir.
In place in the center of God's will.
Yes, sir.
Because once you do
in
that,
the center.
There'll be manifestations, there'll be prayers that are going beyond even your imaginations. Things that you didn't even pray
yes.
for will be falling down on you like spring rain. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
so
yes, I received that, Brother Ron.
Yes,
take
sir. Take that man of God.
I received that.
And then go tell.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then go tell somebody. Tell them a testimony
yes,
song. If they have a problem with you,
yes,
tell them to come see me. Man of God.
Uh-oh, Brother Ron.
Listen, we got
yes,
more
sir.
Music that we're going to bless our listeners with. But before you get out of here, I'm going to ask you to share with us one life-flowing word that we could take with us from
yes,
this broadcast
sir.
And apply to our thoughts, to our mind, and to our lives. And then I want you to share some information with us about how you can be reached, where your music can be downloaded, and where my listeners can continue to follow and support you on social media. Give us a word to help
absolutely.
Us live better, live longer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Brother Ron. I just want to say this to everyone. There's a scripture that has just been jumping out at me for a while. And it just simply says, it's out of Philippians. It says, he that begun a good work in you will perform it.
Yeah.
He will perform it until the day of
yes,
Jesus
sir.
Christ.
Yes,
and I just want to share with you and with you, watch this, with you and your listeners to don't give up
okay.
the work. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. You're right on time. I know a lot of times we feel like, God, did I miss the boat or did I miss the mark? Or am I too old? Am I too young? Or I don't have a degree or I don't have this and that. Listen, God is the one who called you and he qualified you.
That's right.
It's just up to us to just do the work. Just do the work. Don't give
That's
up
it.
On God. Don't give up what he's
That's
already
it.
Placed in your spirit. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Mm. He's going to bring it to pass. So I just want to share that with you, Brother Ron, and with your listeners.
Yeah.
To don't give up
yes,
on
sir.
God. He's going to make it happen. He's going to make it good. He's going to make it good.
Amen.
So I absolutely appreciate you, Brother Ron, and to all of your listeners, please, please, please follow me on Instagram, Summers2323. You can also follow me on Facebook, the official Ron Summers page. We have a lot of information. Brother Ron, I even got my own website, the official Ron Summers
man of God.com.
Yes, sir. So, you know, check us out. And I'm pretty sure we're going to be coming to a city near you, wherever you're listening
Amen.
From. If you want to contact us, you can call area code 407-444-1651 for any type of bookings. You can contact my guy Damon and of course Sean Granger and Emmanuel Music Group. We
yes,
absolutely
sir.
Love you. Yeah, we're just excited for the run about this season. I just believe that God is going to continue to just blow our minds. And congratulations to you, Brother Ron. Brother Ronnie Jefferson, congratulations, bro, for
yes,
your
sir.
Nomination.
Thank you.
And, you know,
Amen.
We ride with you, brother. We listen, we on your team.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate that. Man of God, I need to share this with you because it just hit my spirit. There is going to be a gospel carnival cruise with Woman of God,
yes.
Helene Poole Bolden. She's on Facebook. And she is still
okay.
opening up, I do believe, opportunities for gospel artists to come and minister. We're going to take over the Carnival Cruise Ship
yes.
August the 31st through September the
yes.
4th, 2023, for 4 days cruise on the Bahamas. And I'm understanding
yeah,
that with a roommate, unless things have changed, the last price
okay.
that I received was $390 with a roommate. For 4 days on the cruise
wow.
ship, you can't beat that nowhere.
Yes,
August
sir.
The 31st
nowhere.
To September 4th. Mark your calendar, man of God, because I've been asked to be
yes,
one
sir.
Of the host MCs for this amazing carnival yes. cruise. We're going to take over the boat for Jesus. When we get
Let's
to the
go.
Bahamas, we're going to take over whatever portion of Bahamas. We're going to take it over for Jesus,
yes,
man
sir.
Of God. So I'm telling you, and Sean Granger,
yes, sir.
Y'all pack your bags and
yes,
mark
sir.
Y'all calendar for August the 31st to September the 4th. And meet me on this carnival cruise ship because we're going to have a good time in Jesus. And there are going to be so many
Let's
people
go,
there that's going to open up doors for you. There's going to be people there, man of God, that's going to open up doors you don't even know exist.
Jesus.
I appreciate y'all. Love
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Ain't nothing you can do about
love
it.
Love you, man.
Love me back. Pray for me. I'm going to push for you. Ain't nothing you can do except
yes,
pray
sir.
Back. Amen? How's
yes,
that?
Sir.
Man of God. God.
Yes, sir.
Ron
God bless
Summers,
you, man.
Y'all, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We appreciate you. We love you, man. Take care. Man of God. Ron.
God bless you, man.
I'm telling you, you people of God, y'all disturb my spirit so much. It's such a straight up 100% blessing. As long as I'm here on earth, and I know that the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the people of God are here for me, that will feed my mind, my body, and my soul. That is the complete makeup of who we are. And when we don't have that necessary uplifting source to keep our minds, our bodies, and our souls, we leave ourselves in jeopardy for the enemy to come in and to gain territory, because he's looking to try to overthrow us and conquer us, because he already knows what his ultimate fate is, and that is hell and damnation. So be victorious, believers. It is so. It is written that you will already be victorious. But I'm afraid I got to say it. You do have to name and claim it. And then you have to believe it and live like it's you already there. Come on, Ron Summers. Woman of God, Tasha Lockhart. It is so. And that's the part where I say amen.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. Somebody ought to get up on your feet and prove this with us. Listen, we're here to tell you, whatever you're going through, God's word is true. We come to let you know that it is so. Sing it right here, Tasha.
Before the world was framed, God knew my name.
That's right.
He had a plan.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centurio Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in, in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, theriver.music33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
No wahala, no wahala, no wahala, no wahala.
Every mountain will move, every giant will fall, every sickness heals, every need he supplies.
No walla, no walla, no worries. I don't even speak the language, but in my spirit, I'm just translating it. Woman of God, Jephtha Alsi, featuring Zakume Essene. It's talking about no walla. No walla, y'all, no worries, because God got my back, my side, my front, my up and my down. Amen. Goes right there. No walla. I like that. I'm just going to start telling people that, too. Hey, man, I'm going through this, that, the other thing. I said, man, look here. No walla. No walla. No worries. I want to thank you all for tuning in on the National Gospel Writers Song, Gospel Songwriters Conference, the National Gospel Songwriters Conference. Woman of God, Madeline Pegues, is the founder and host of that platform where she broadcasts this fire gospel experience every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can catch this fire gospel experience rebroadcast from, I'm going to say, the last 5 years. God has blessed me. Amen. Goes right there. To be the engineer, the conductor, the chief motivator for this fire gospel experience right there on the National Gospel Songwriters Conference. Just type it in, .com. And the link will come up, the platform will come up, not just Fire the Gospel Experience, but if you go to that platform, the National Gospel Songwriters Conference, you'll be able to be blessed by many, many God-anointed people of God, whether they are media personalities such as myself, or we come in and we just facilitate all preaching and teaching right there. Tune in, and be blessed. Thank you, Woman of God, Natalie Pegues, for overseeing that anointed platform. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and you just heard Woman of God, Jephtha Alsi, and Zakume Essene singing about no walla, no worries indeed, because we have learned to put our whole confidence in God Almighty. We will be sharing with you all some thoughts about perfect peace from Isaiah 26:3. But that all leads us to being more like our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And what that means is there'll be times in our lives where we have no problem with showing love, showing who God has made us to be in this newness of life. Amen. Goes right there. You don't have to learn how to just show some love. And that's what my man 1K Hugh is going to do. He's going to take us to his understanding of what it means to just show some love, because love is the essential element that is needed so much so in the world today. I don't think no one can debate that. I don't think nobody can argue with that. We're going to be talking about perfect peace on this Fire Gospel Experience, but we also want you to know that there is a perfect love that does exist, and we are called. We are the ones that are designated to show love. Amen.
Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. When they don't want you to shine, show love. Make it one day. On the way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, want me a ticket for one way. Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, come up. Got a smile even when they mug. You kill them when you show a little love.
my shot for real, I'm never gon' pump, babe. Ran up the score, knew I would make it one day. On the way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, with me a ticket for one way. Show love, show love, show love. Come on, so love.
Show some love, y'all. That is that tangible, undeniable evidence where we take our faith and let them grow hands, let them grow feet, and be about the business of actively being involved in somebody's lives. Sounds of Man of God, 1KFU, talking about show love right here. Show love. Amen. Goes right there. Gotta love that. Showing some love everywhere we go with every opportunity that we have. This is the segment of fire, the gospel experience where you talented, anointed, gifted people of God bring your sanctified selves with the gift of oratory, the gift of uplifting verbiage to stimulate our minds, our heart, and our souls to strive to reach higher, to go to higher height in God, to go deeper into the deep well of God's knowledge and his reassurance over our soul. Amen. This is the woman of God. I promise you there are so many talented people that have contacted me for this fire gospel experience, to be in this word of inspiration. I have a dear friend that I have had kingdom collaboration with for over the course of many, many years. And that is woman of God, Tara Lynn Michelle, wants us to do a self-examination or a spot check, if you will. Come on, sister girl, Carolyn Michelle.
Ah, the spot check. That quick once over to inspect, correct, and try to perfect my imperfection. A shift, pull, tug, or cover-up was in play for those sections that needed to be hidden. And I ain't talking only about what could be seen in a mirror. Hell, that reflection, muddled and heavily soiled by the lies broadcast that I chose to own. So much so I disowned my birthright and labeled it inferior. The lies that defined what value should look like and be, value that never belonged to me because I had no clue I was what I sought. But since I bought the vision of less being more, I inadvertently waged a war during peacetime, increasing the time I wandered in darkness looking for the cure from my captor. After signing myself up for certain death, on the day of the rapture, see, I had become their captor while being unaware I wasn't free. This is why I sought solutions from the same source who imprisoned me by occupying space in my mind. Turns out being blind was my choice. I was no victim. I chose to deny the calling within my soul for answers that lay well beneath the surface. I determined what my curse is. When I cursed my creator by choosing to try on suggestions for wholeness from fragmented man and fragmented lands, wielding deceptive plans and an agenda that needed the needy, greedy, lost, impatient, and excitedly distracted. The ones who reenacted chaos. Because it's easy, even though the expected results kept them queasy and broken. The lost have become tokens to be played by the puppet master who sit and marvel at disaster that pay dividends while each day we become closer to an end we don't want to own. So back then, as I stood in front of that mirror, all I could do was spot check. I allowed my eyes to scan and memorize every inch of me that didn't fit their mold. Of course, I was never told they didn't even fit the mold they sold me. There was no label disclaiming to buyers after purchase you chip away pieces of your identity and soul. That you'll step from your pedestal as royalty and diminish the very value of your melanin. See, they knew before you, you are black gold. because I am his and he is me, I'm at the bottom in these lands. And at the bottom, I raised my hand to be helped from the pit I had chosen, only to be met with judgment and silence. As my mental reel replayed the violence of my declarations of self-hate, I guess I deserve this fate, as it was a part of my purchase. So maybe I should lay and wallow. Then my soul, called by a gentle whisper, reminding me there's more than one path to follow. Daughter, you raised one hand, but will you raise both? The voice asked of me. This was the first time I realized I wasn't free, but could be, because I am his and he is me. Just as I chose to stand before a mirror and pick which parts of me were worthy of scrutiny, I could choose to take in the glory of his creation, all of me. The second time I stood before that mirror, I knew I was not alone, because I had chosen to take the walk with him. I chose to ask his solutions and blocked off outside offers. So this time, as my eyes scanned my naked body from head to toe, I was amazed how distorted the first time was. I was flawed perfection, and the most beautiful parts were the sections deemed unsalvageable before. It's amazing how choosing to look through the lens of God cures self-hate and delusions of grandeur. It's just that simple. When he is the first choice with no room for alternatives, hopelessness will fade. In being dedicated to the hardest work one can ever do, the inside work, your reward is the ultimate source and resource coming to your aid. The lies that replay in our minds eventually become the truth we live and dress up to disguise our pain. Insane, but true when we lose connection to our God identity. When I reconnected to her, then he and I could vibe again. It's never easy with God as my best friend, but neither is the latter. And since my soul is all that matters, I'm all in.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God. Carolyn Michelle, she said, since my soul is involved, that's all that matters. And that's what it's all about, y'all. A soul relationship with the Most High God, the one who created us, the one who made us, shaped and formed us to be who we be in this world for such a time as this. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. We will be sharing with you from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3, where the word of God is telling us, telling you and I, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen. Goes right there. And if man of God Rodney J. Harris had an opportunity to say amen, he would just sing a song entitled, No One Like You, Lord. No one. Okay, that's good. I'm going to let him sing. Come on, Brother Harris. Do your thing, brother.
How I worship your God Almighty, power and glory belongs to you. I am
Hello, everyone. I am TV, radio host, author, and choreographer, Apostle Sherita Lovelace. I am called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship, praise, or even a spoken word for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 404-295-7367 or by email at SheritaLovelace@gmail.com. Listen, please join me for the Triumphant Show with Sherita Lovelace on Facebook Live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will be blessed with my anointed special guest and myself in some relevant spiritual conversations. Right now, you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So, by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
As I stand with the angels, I will join in with them and sing holy, holy, holy to you, Almighty God. Sounds of the anointed sisters, Carrie sisters on this Fire Gospel Experience. I'm so looking forward to their return visit. These sisters have so much soul, so much anointing over their lives. I know that we've seen the story of the Clark sisters. I'm waiting on the story, the biography, the biopsy of the women of God, the bioptic story of the Carey sisters, those anointed women of God. They just took us right to the throne and removed the veil and put us right into the presence of Almighty God. Thank you, Carey sisters. I appreciate that moment of praise. It blessed my heart, and I'm sure it blessed my listeners. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3. It's why I'd like to share some scriptural and prepared thoughts, if you will, which reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." There seems to be a multitude of venues, voices, and variances that would espouse to have the keys to peace, from humming meditation to deep philosophical queries, and then a certain way of giving, living, and behaving, to even smoking euphoric plant-like consumption, and then the physical body bending maneuvers of Eastern yoga methodology. When the truth be told, there is some truth that lies somewhere in and in between many sources and believe resources for the quest of peace. And yes, of course, religious beliefs are certainly at the top of that list. But among the least of faith and religious beliefs lies the truest religion of them all. Yes, yes. I know that there are many rich, famous, and successful people, powerful people in this world's ladder of high achievers like Oprah Winfrey and others, who have stated and believed that there are many ways to embrace, find, and achieve peace on earth and eternal life in heaven. But I tend to renounce those other theories in my personal search for truth, peace, and God, and will cling to the life-sustaining word of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 26, verse 3, which says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." First of all, those who know God through truth in his word will be kept. Our Lord Jesus said in John, the book of John, "I give unto him eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." God Almighty has promised through the prophet Isaiah, as well as the Lord Jesus, which you just heard, that he himself will do the keeping of our peace. So, what is peace according to what our Almighty God has promised to provide? Freedom from disturbance, tranquility, calm, restfulness, peacefulness, quietness, all of which has an inner platitude within ourselves, mind, spirit, and body. This is the peace that passes all understanding. This peace from God is not just the absence of trials, troubles, and temptations, but great inner calm, regardless of any and all circumstances, from without as well as from within. Philippians 4 and 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Like, for instance, within the great destructive power of a twisting, turning, high-powered circular wind of a tornado, inside that circle, in the middle of it all, is an area of peace and stillness known as the eye of the storm. How so? Well, to demonstrate to those who have ears to hear the symbolism of peace that God gives. That's why that I exists in the storm. So that even on a physical, earthly level, we can see that there is a tremendous
unknown and unexplainable peace in the middle of such a devastating earthly impact that is disastrous and destructive, yet still there abides peace right in the middle of it all. This is symbolic of the peace that God gives. For instance, also like the boxer who is receiving attacks and blows from his opponent boxer within their ring, their circumstance, the well-trained and prepared boxer has learned through his mentor, trainer, experience, and skill, has developed the ability to stay calm and level-headed and execute the defensive and offensive postures that he needs to win. This is the ability to withstand the storms and not let the storms stand over us. All about our faith in God to be kept. Amen goes right there. Yes, which goes directly to our mindset. Isaiah 26, verse 3, C portion says, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Our mind is directly connected to our spirit. Our spirit is the mind portion of our soul. God is saying that when we have acquired and obtained the proper mindset, then and only then do we have the ears of our spirit to hear what brings peace to our soul, which is our whole core being within us. Matthew 11 and 15, our Lord Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Which I must say, unfortunately for some, if not many, works in reverse as well. Psalms 135, verse 17 says, they have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. So peace comes from the peace giver, who is none other than God Almighty himself and God alone. Our soul has a voice, and our soul's voice cries out to our spirit for truth that feeds us. This is so because God created our souls to be fed like a newborn feeds on our mother's breast milk. 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. The word of God has greater impact than when rightly received than any and all negative exterior forces and interior forces that may come against us. But as we continue to be fed by the word of God, we grow. And so does the peace of God grows with us and sustains us. But peace begets peace, and no other substitute will ever suffice, as does our appetite for more truth, peace, and the word of God grows. The milk of God's word gives us strength to grow to the meat of God's word. Hebrews 5 and 14 says, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Wherever we may be in our Christian life and discipline, whether we feed on the milk of God's word or the meat of God's word, this is where we find and keep the precious gift of God's peace. Amen. Amen. And amen again. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Just sharing with you some thoughts, some inspirational thoughts from Perfect Peace from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3. Here's woman of God, Nakia LaShawn, letting you know that when you get that peace, that comes from the everlasting love of our Almighty Creator God.
For the broken heart and those with false hope, he wants to forgive you.
everlasting love comes from an eternal and ever-living God. Sounds of woman of God, Nakia LaShawn. We thank you, Father God, for your everlasting love. I am so blessed to be back with you all again on another fire gospel experience. I pray that God will keep you, bless you, cover you, and just move you to higher places of success in Him. He is the source of all of our successes. Amen. Everything else is just a resource. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, gospel artist, Ron Summers, for coming in with so much Jesus energy and Jesus joy. He just blessed my sanctified socks off. I want to leave you all with one final word that I pray goes deep into your spirit, just for your keeping and for your well-being. Part of my personal testimony is, at first, I thought I would bring Christianity into my whole life. But now I know that I bring my whole life into Christianity. Can't hold nothing back. No matter how good it feels or how much I used to do it, I need to cling to the new way of life in Christ and let those old things be passed away. I want to leave you all with this gospel frontier message that we take to the streets with man of God, TCO. Letting us know. You can watch my faith, because it's going to work. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and our Savior, our beautiful Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. I pray Holy Spirit God will move in you in such a way that you will experience a brand new dimension of faith in our Christian walk, as Father God watches over us all until we meet Him in heaven. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. Come on, TCO. Let's go ahead and show them what we're talking about. Watch my faith work, because it's working, y'all. Amen. Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Watch my faith work. Watch my faith work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watch my faith work.
Faith work.
Faith work.
Watch my faith work.
On faith.
Now I believe God. Watch my faith work.
Faith work.
Now I believe God. Watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Faith work.
Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Yeah, yeah, let me tell you how I get down. I believe God and on His word I won't sit down. Since He gave His life for me, everything's legit now. Eternally locked in, I can never get out. I got real faith, I don't need to brainstorm. Boy, I could build a fire in the rainstorm. It's contagious, I got it on contact. I show signs with the blood on my contract. I do it when I get into it. You would never catch me with a day fate, cause I gave Christ all my day weight. Everything that had me in a day state. It's not a feeling, but I'm faith driven and I'm ready with it in the willing spirit. I stay willing, ain't no hitting missing, and I'm solid even when it's hitting different. I know what mud like, and I play dirt. With that said, it's a lot of things I made worse. Because of Christ, I'm no longer out there head first. Now I just sit back, relax, and watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work. 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 Watch my faith work.
My faith got me living pretty risky. I live it out, cause no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Nope.
You can't hit me.
You can't.
Clothed in the word, got me looking spiffy. Watch me run it up, blessed and I'm worry free. Elevating firm faith, you can't worry me. Romans 1:17, yeah, I'm on that. Faith without works, no, I don't condone that. I put in work and it's on a double. I look at my troubles and make them struggle. It's nothing to it when the Lord do it, and I get all through it and it's not a struggle. Whenever I'm flowing, the favor be showing, I'm shining and glowing, there's none of me. Cause I understand the assignment whenever He called me and put it in front of me. I know what mud like, and I play dirt. With that said, it's a lot of things I made worse. Because of Christ, I'm no longer out the head first. Now I just sit back, relax, and watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Watch it work.
No matter what the odds, watch my faith work.
Ooh.
Watch my faith work. Watch my faith work. faith work. Watch my faith work. Watch my faith work. Watch my faith work. Watch my faith work.
On faith. Now listen, man. My faith talk is the word of God.
That's it.
Which clearly says the just shall live by faith. And in case I wasn't clear the first time,
just in case,
let me say it again. Now I believe God. Watch my faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work, faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work, faith work. Now I believe God, watch my faith work.
Shadow